So he has his heart's working harder than it needs to be. We found out also that he has a hole in his valve of his heart. So it just keeps on punching blood through. And so his heart's having to work a lot harder. For one, it's being pressed on from the breastbones. So it's working twice as much as our normal heart would be. And his lungs don't open up. The bronchial tubes can't open up correctly so he can get correct amount of oxygen to go into his lungs and into his body. So that's basically what is happening with CJ right now. And then also he went through some trauma with his stomach, and we're still trying to figure out what happened there, where his body wasn't absorbing from the stomach the nutrients it needs. So he's fainting now. He's having a hard time gaining weight. We've actually, since October, have gained a total of 7 pounds. But his normal body weight should be about 130 pounds, and he's at 107.
Okay. Now, this is a little more common in boys than girls. Is that the case? And does it kind of accelerate when a boy gets to a certain age?
Yes, and this is true. And then because with CJ, he was born this way. But the doctors had thought it would might correct itself by way he was, you know, growing and everything. But CJ's did the turnaround and just got worse. So, yeah, when they hit a puberty age, it can deform even more, and that's what happened with CJ.
Understood. He has been in the hospital fighting this for about how long?
As of October 1st of this year, we've been in the hospital more than I've ever been in a hospital for myself. He started fainting. That was our first signs of this getting worse. He fell one morning at 2 o'clock in the morning and broke his nose, not just like a fracture broken. No, it totally replaced his nose. So we had to take him. I took him to the hospital and they said, they didn't think much of it. You know, like, oh, broken nose. That's all they were going to treat him for. They sent us home. Well, during that week, he just kept on wanting to eat. He couldn't eat. He tried to eat. He would get sick. I was like, well, what's going on? So I took him back. And they said, we can't find anything wrong. You might want to take him up to Dornbecker's. Well, I was taking my son home from the hospital in Hillsborough. And he started having a spell, like an attack. And his heart was racing so fast, he couldn't catch his breath. I had to pull over to the side of the road and call an ambulance. And that's when we got taken up to Dornbecker's. And that's when we found out what was going on with our kid. Like, his body went through a shock and that because he wasn't getting enough blood pumping. And when your heart's not working correctly, things start shutting down. And when you're not getting the nutrients that your body's supposed to be absorbing from food, your body starts shutting down. And that's what was starting to happen to CJ. And so we've been in and out of the hospital. The last time we've only been home maybe 4 or 5 days now. And with the fact that he's able to start gain weight again, we have to have his weight gain up in order for him to have the surgeries that he needs to have done on his heart and on his chest, because he wouldn't make it if we didn't get him built up. So we have to be at about 130 pounds before we can have the surgery. And his levels of, his nutrient levels have to hold steady, and his blood pressure has to hold steady, which we still struggle here at home with his blood pressure because they're trying to keep at a level with meds and stuff like that. It's still a lot to take in because it's just like it just seemed like it all happened at once. It had been going on. We just didn't know. I mean, he didn't show any kind of signs or, nothing that I was noticing as a mom. And then I sat there and went, well, why didn't I recognize this? Why didn't I see this? So I beat myself up and as a parent going, what could I have done? And the doctors have just been really great at Dornbecker's. The best care we've ever been through. Never make me feel bad. Never let, CJ feel bad about not being tip-top shape, just really helping us out here. And if it wasn't for Dornbecker's, I think I would not be as strong as I am for my child right now.
My goodness, that's a lot. And that all happened within about 2 months, it sounds like.
Yeah.
I was just going to say, do you have any other kids?
We do. We have an older son. He's older. He's 26 and grown, and he's moved on. He's got his own place and everything, doing great. And I love my kids. And we have two boys, and they're my pride and joy.
Of course they are. I have a 13-year-old boy, and I know what you're talking about when it comes to that. I don't know what you're talking about when it comes to what you're going through right now. Have you, has the pandemic been a part of anything you've done in the last couple of months? Has it been part of the procedures, or have you had to deal with it in a different way?
Definitely would have been easier without the pandemic, I think. I think for us, you know, just it's been a struggle for us financially with the pandemic, trying to deal, you know, with our own things going on, and then having our sick child hasn't been easy either. That, you know, him being top priority, of course, but this whole year, it just feels like, I'm sure as everybody else feels, it's just like you can't get ahead. You can't get ahead. It's like one thing after another. And trying not to show that stress to your child who's sick. And, you know, you're trying to show, like, we're going to be okay. Everything's going to be fine. Let's worry about you. Don't worry about anything else. But, you know, your child's worried. And that's not fair for that child to watch everybody around them being stressed out because their dad lost their job, their mom lost their job, your house isn't built, you don't have a home for your child to go to because of the pandemic. We are dealing with that ourselves. Luckily, yes, my husband's got his job back, and I'm so appreciated for that. But I'm still, you know, trying to give my son a home. We don't have it completely built. We're living with family. So, you know, I'm trying to take care of my child under someone else's roof, and that's so hard. I just want everybody to know that we are trying. It hurts. It hurts to watch your son be sick, and there's nothing you really can do right now. You know, we have to wait, and then, you know, he can't go out in public. He can't be around anybody. His immune system is so low that if he gets this virus that's going around, I could lose my child just like that. So Yeah.
Well, gosh, I don't know what to say. I'm just, our heart goes out to you. We know that you've started some friends of yours, coworkers, other people who care about you have started a GoFundMe page.
Oh, yes. So, we are so blessed that they did that for our son. It just makes me realize, wow, what wonderful people there is out there. And there is people who care. Even my husband, he's got his pride, and I told him, it's like, we can't have our pride in the way, and we're just going to hurt our child. You know, it's going to hurt us. We can't have pride in the way. You just had to let your heart open up to everybody and let help, because we've been there for everybody else, too. And I appreciate them. They've done everything. I never had a company that has done what they've done for us as a family.
That's great. Well, and the prognosis is pretty, basically CJ just needs to add some weight and then go from there. And he's at 107 and needs to be at 130 minimum to move forward.
Yeah.
And his appetite, what's that like right now?
We have good days and we have bad days. There's some days he'll eat great and then hold it down. And then there's some days he'll just not want to eat, and then it's just giving him boosts, these drinks, protein drinks and stuff like that to him if he doesn't eat all his meals. We don't pressure him to eat a whole lot. We take what we can with him eating. We don't want him have anxiety about eating or the stress of, you know, worrying about if he's eating enough. You know, if he eats enough, we praise him. We let him know you did great, you know. And if he doesn't eat enough, I say, you did good job, you know, you tried. So he's always getting praise either way. It's never, oh, you need to eat more. you know, we take it because whatever he's eating is good and it's working because we're getting weight on.
Yeah, I mean, he's 17, so he's not a baby.
But,
you know, but
that's
he's
the hard part.
He's still a teenager. And what's he like to do? How's he getting along during regular days? And what's making him happy? What's he like to do that's filling him with joy a little bit right now?
Well, I can tell you a little bit about CJ. My son, CJ, is a music-talented child. Young man, excuse me.
Right.
He literally plays almost every instrument you can think of underneath the sun. He self-taught himself. He's in drumline, but right now, of course, that ain't happening. But as of through all of high school, since the fifth grade, he's been in band. He plays piano, drums, bass guitar. I think that's about it, yeah.
That's enough. That's fantastic.
And actually, music just keeps him going. I mean, it really helps having him build. He has his drum set. He has a keyboard that we got him years ago. And then we have a bass guitar that was given to us. And then he has his dad's old guitar from when he was 16. So, yeah, he keeps himself happy with that. And, you know, we hang out, play games. Some people think, gosh, all you guys do is hang out as a family. Well, we're happy.
Yeah, so, well, Heidi, thank you so much for visiting with us. Is there anything else that we haven't talked about you want to make sure and say?
I don't know. I guess, you know, for parents out there, just, you know, really pay attention to your kid's body and don't pressure your kids, but communicate with kids. And I just pray that everybody out there is doing okay because we're going to be okay. CJ will be fine. We'll get through this. It's just a bump in the road.
Yep. It's a big bump, but it's a bump.
Well, I thank you so much for keeping contact with us. And, you know, bringing awareness of the pectus thing is a thing because, I mean, it's one out of like every 1,000 kids that are born that can get this. And it's just a deformity in the bone. And it can, in the chest plate, that will cause pressure on the heart, which can cause problems that we're going through with CJ right now. It is a thing. A lot of people don't know about it. I even had nurses that didn't even know about it. And now they're, like, learning more about it. So.
Well, he's 1 in 1,000, so he's special.
He is very special. We always tell him he's unique.